Before we start, just take a moment to get nice and comfortable, nice and relaxed. Just sit down or lay down or get into any position that you find yourself able to relax in. And as soon as you're ready, as soon as you're comfortable and able to relax, just begin by taking in a slow, deep breath, holding it in your lungs for just a brief moment before gently breathing out. And as you breathe out, begin to feel your body becoming a bit heavier. Your arms and legs beginning to feel loose and floppy. As you take in another slow, deep breath now, breathing in warm, relaxing and calming energy, and letting that energy build in your lungs for a brief moment before breathing out and pushing all of that energy all over your body, feeling it flow through your legs, through your arms, through your head, as it pushes out any stress, any negativity, just evaporating as more and more relaxation flows through your body as you continue to take in these slow, deep breaths. And you find that as you take more and more deep breaths, you begin to relax more and more, deeper and deeper, feeling the sensation all over your body growing stronger. And as it grows stronger and you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, I just want you to picture yourself standing in front of a door, a large wooden door with a glass window and pink paint, a round brass handle that feels cold to the touch, and you look through the window on the door now. And inside the door, you see a hair salon with sit-down hair dryers, sinks and assistants, all washing people's hair, drying people's hair, and just people going in to feel better about themselves, to feel pretty and happy. And you want to feel like that too. And so, your hand touches the door handle and twists it, pushing the door forward. And you walk into the hair salon and sit down at a chair in front of a mirror, ready to begin. Continuing to take in these slow, deep breaths and just relaxing in this chair. This chair feels so nice to sit in. So leathery and smooth, but also wrapping itself around your body in a way. Making your arms and legs and back just sink into the chair so effortlessly, so comfortably, as you just lay here on the chair and drift, as an assistant comes over, gently leans the chair back into the sink and begins washing your hair, feeling the warm water just washing itself through your hair and over your scalp, feeling it wash away any stress and negativity still flowing around in your body, just washing any thoughts of negativity, anything bad from your mind, from your head, and just making you feel nice and happy in general as it continues to flow over your head. And now your head is nice and wet, the salon assistant gets her special shampoo and begins rubbing it into your scalp, and you find the shampoo makes your scalp and your head and your hair feel so light and happy and bubbly, almost as though the bubbles from the shampoo becoming part of your mind, making you more bubbly and giggly and airheaded, feeling so nice as these bubbles become a part of your mind, become a part of you, making you feel bubbly and giggly and happy. And feels so nice as she continues to rub in the shampoo, rub in the bubbles into your head, into your hair, into your scalp, just making you feel bubbly as the bubbly shampoo seeps through your scalp into your mind, becoming happier, gigglier and sillier with every moment that passes by, with every word that I speak. And now that the bubbles are floating about in your mind, the assistant grabs her bottle of conditioner. This conditioner, just feeling so smooth on your head, through your hair and your scalp, also begins to sink into your mind, gently pushing through your scalp into your mind. And much like the name implies, the conditioner begins to condition your mind, condition you to make you feel happier, more inclined to please, happier to serve, eager to obey, and most significantly of all, more aroused. The conditioner conditioning your mind to feel more aroused, more eager to please, happy to obey, and just hoping that the people you obey will want to use you for more erotic, sexual and sensual things. Of course, it doesn't matter what erotic and sensual things they use you for. You're just happy to please, to look good, to obey, and be happy and giggly and silly as you do. Because obedience is pleasure, and that's the most important thing. Obedience, pleasure, giggling. giving pleasure to others so that you can receive pleasure from obeying. That's what matters more than anything in the world to a giggly, silly bimbo like yourself. And of course, a bimbo needs to dress invitingly, in a way that invites people to use their body for whatever purposes they please. And so you find a new desire being implanted into your mind, a desire to dress more revealing, more slutty, in ways that show off your natural curves, ways that show off your hair, let your hair flow down, maybe dye it blonde or pink, all sorts of bright, happy colours to make you stand out so that everyone knows that you are here to please. That you are here to obey. Here to make everyone happy. Here to sleep, sinking deeper and deeper down now as you sleep further and further, deeper and deeper. Sleep more and more. Sleep. Feeling so incredible as you sleep more and more slutty. Sleep more and more giggly. Sleep. Feeling so happy and silly as you sleep. Just focusing on my words, listening to my voice, letting my voice guide you. Still feeling so aroused, so happy and giggly. Wanting to dress slutty and invitingly to others. And you'll find that now that you're in this deep trance and incredibly suggestible to my words, to my voice, to my instructions, that anything that I say just sinks into your mind. Anything I tell you just becomes a part of you, becomes a part of your mind. And you find that all those suggestions I told you about being slutty, horny, silly and giggly, all becoming more and more true, becoming more a permanent part of you, making you a bimbo, a happy, giggly, horny bimbo, for the use anyone that wants to use you, just eager to have all your holes used, eager to obey, and eager to serve anyone who wants to use you. And of course, the more that you listen to this file, the stronger that these instructions become implanted in your mind, the more significant a part of you they become, making you into more and more and more of the perfect slutty bimbo. And now in a moment I'm going to awaken you from this trance. And you'll find yourself acting on everything I've told you, everything I've said. You'll be sluttier, hornier, happier and gigglier and sillier. And you'll just want to please anyone that wants to use you sexually. Eager to obey, because obedience is pleasure. Now, I'm going to count upwards from 1 all the way up to 5. And you'll find that with each number as I count upwards, you'll rise out of trance just a little bit more. And when I finally reach 5, you'll be wide awake, acting on those instructions. And already beginning to gently rise from trance as I start counting upwards now from 1, slowly rising from trance. 2, more and more feeling energy beginning to come back to your body. 3, halfway there, becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 4, moving about again. 5, wide awake, fully alert, fully aware, just a happy little bimbo. Thank you for listening.